Hi, welkom bij Podcast on Experience. Het is nummer 129 en de laatste in de serie over Blognomics 06. In deze podcast hoor je Loïc Lemeur, Vice President van Sixapart. En hij weet natuurlijk als geen ander hoe het met de blogosfeer is gesteld. Hij geeft een paar cases, hoe je het dus niet moet doen met weblogs. En je gaat ook in op wat marketeers nu eigenlijk met weblogs aan zouden moeten.
Loïc Lemeur was with us last year too at the Blognomics 2.0. And the first thing of course we're going to ask him is to have a little bit of a look back what happened in this year of lots of things happening. And secondly, share with us what will be happening next 12 months. And
Can you have I'm sorry, don't speak Dutch. Yeah, I speak English for French, right? Thank you. So, thank you for welcoming me. Wow, I'm tired. Again, Guido, tonight. It's very difficult for me not even to speak as the last speaker. And also to address the Dutch audience in English, especially on what's going to happen. that's a challenge. So I think I'm going to be much more modest and have a look with you on several trends that we saw, and also try to share with you a few stories in a brief period of time. That's the only corporate slide I have. I know I'm talking in front of some bloggers, so. The trend is less and less corporate, and I'm like that too. But just, you know, we have, what are the news? We have 15 million blogs worldwide now. Many in Europe. It's growing very fast. On those brands that you may know, Typepad, most of it, is probably the best known. Growing very strong. I will not, you know, spend too much time, but the company is now 120 employees based in San Francisco, in Paris. And a little bit in Europe also, we have Martin in the Dutch part of Belgium. And Japan, we have about 40 people in Japan, and starting to do deals in China too. So blogging is really global and growing in all areas, and I'm very happy to see that Europe is growing so fast. Very interesting though, which is something I don't have on the slide, if you look at the European market, the more you go north, the less blogging there is. And, you know, it's very difficult to explain, but if you go to Germany, for example, well, basically there is almost no blogging in Germany. If you go to Latin countries, France is quite big. We have 4 million, not us, but total is about 4 million blogs there, with an extreme growth. It's like every day in the media, and also a lot of audience. There is a... I'm jumping out of the slides a little bit just to kind of be more on a conversational basis. But we have an affiliate of Nielsen called Médiamétrie, which is measuring the media, as you know, in most countries, that have started measuring blogs and the audience of blogs in France. And it's their like second survey now. And I was very surprised by the number they came up with, but 7 million French people read blogs on a regular basis. And if you compare this to the number of people who read the press, 7 million. So it's not, you know, it's not nothing. It's like the same number of people are reading the press as people who read blogs. Read, don't create that in France. It's, you know, the explanation is probably that there are cultural reasons. I like to laugh about my country, saying, you know, we are a country of strikes and demonstrations and, you know, revolution. And so probably they like to express themselves, I don't know. And Spain and Italy are growing very, very fast as well. Let's say commercial Latin style countries like it, probably. And Germans are maybe less, you know, Wikipedia is growing like crazy there. So probably less egocentric. And here in Amsterdam, you know, with WordBox.nl and others, blogging catches up very fast. But if you go to a Nordic region, there is no blogging. I mean, we have Typepad Finland, and it's like hundreds of accounts. It's very few. It's interesting. They do something else. They have MySpace type of things, but they don't do blogging. So I'll come back to that if you're interested. You know, that's all about our products, and I'm here if you need more. Basically on Typepad, one interesting thing maybe is we launched widgets in the United States. If you don't know what it is, we had hundreds of partners who wanted to integrate content in our blogs or in the blogs of our partners. And so the way we did it is you can now create a small module that you can put, that bloggers can put if they wish, on the side of their blogs. And that can do e-commerce, that can do search, can do many different things. So we can accept hundreds of different external content in our blogs. And we'll launch that in Europe in about a month. So, you know, like e-commerce sites or search engines can integrate very easily now into actually all blogs, but mostly Typepad. So just, you know, why all that? It's difficult also to speak at the end of the day because you heard a lot, which I didn't understand. So a little bit. I like the Catholic